And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. In October 2013, the CIA, acting under President Barack Obama, increased the amount of resources they were providing to an effort to train opposition fighters in Syria. These are people fighting against the Assad regime. While apparently it was a small program, it was covertly working to arm and train Syrian rebel fighters, which understandably riled Syrian President Bashar al-Assad somewhat. Along with Bashar al-Assad, Russian President Vladimir Putin also wasn't a big fan of the scheme. Nevertheless, it continued for over 3 years now as the situation in Syria worsened through chemical weapons attacks and a ramp-up of Russia's assistance to the Assad regime. Well, today the Washington Post is reporting that the program is being axed by President Trump. Officials have told the Post that the phasing out of the secret program reflects Trump's interest in finding ways to work with Russia, which saw the anti-Assad program as an assault on its interests. Officials also told the Post that the shuttering of the program is an acknowledgement of Washington's limited leverage and desire to remove Assad from power. Officials told the Post that the decision to axe the program was made nearly a month ago, ahead of Donald Trump's meeting with Vladimir Putin at the G20 on the 7th of July. That's the official meeting. That's the official meeting that they're talking about, ahead of that meeting. Over the last 24 hours, though, attention has swung to a second unofficial meeting, which, according to sources, happened at a dinner for G20 leaders and their spouses in Germany. Ian Bremmer, who is the president of the Eurasia Group, which is a global organisation aimed at assessing political risk, broke the news yesterday of this meeting, which apparently took place on the sidelines of this spouses and leaders dinner. The meeting apparently took an hour and was only attended by Vladimir Putin's translator. Ian Bremmer, who was told about the meeting presumably by other G20 leaders or their spouses, outlined on MSNBC overnight that while five-minute pull-aside chats between world leaders are common, this was a little bit different.
What is unusual is the length, the warmth, in the context of what is already an unprecedented relationship between Trump and Putin, yeah, in the context of the broader U.S.-Russia relationship. And I will tell you that, you know, many of the leaders that were in that room, including, you know, America's most important allies, were quite surprised. They found it unusual and noteworthy.
Now, while we have accounts from a few different sources about what was discussed in the official meeting between Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, we have no idea what was discussed in this second chat, and the White House is unlikely to enlighten us. Here's Deputy White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders this morning.
I think that once again, the Russia fever has caught up with the media and everybody ran out and tried to create a story that simply didn't exist. There was an official dinner. It was made very public by the release of the president's schedule, as well as the official schedule of the G20.
The White House acknowledges that a conversation did take place, but won't give any details.
They had a brief conversation, and I'm not going to get into the specifics of the conversation, but again, this was a social dinner where the president spoke with many world leaders, as is the purpose. I think it would be incredibly awkward for them to all sit at a dinner and not speak to each other.
So the White House says it was a brief conversation, whereas Ian Bremmer says that the conversation took an hour and was only attended by Vladimir Putin's translator. We don't know what was discussed in this meeting. We don't know, for instance, if this CIA program in Syria was discussed. Indeed, the White House decided not to answer questions about that program when asked this morning. The issue here is that when the Trumps have meetings with Russia, they have trouble telling us all the details of it. More details are still coming out about Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Russian lawyer in June last year. The story had already changed three times when Donald Trump Jr. told Fox News' Sean Hannity early last week that nothing else was going to come out about that meeting.
As far as this incident is concerned, this is all of it.
This is everything. This is everything.
Since then, the number of people we know were at that meeting has gone from five to at least eight, including a former or possibly current Russian intelligence operative. And we discovered in the last 24 hours that a man named Ike Kavaledze was also there at the meeting. He's suspected of having been a key figure in complex money laundering operations by Russian oligarchs for years. And Don Jr. said nothing came out of the meeting, even though we now know that Russian lawyer Natalia Veselnitskaya, who has spent years fighting against the Magnitsky Act sanctions on Russia, left behind some documents when she left Trump Tower. So we don't quite know what happened there, Fran, and we might not know. As for the meeting with Trump and Putin at the G20, we may never know what happened there either.
No, we just found out it did happen. Matt, thanks very much.
Cheers, Fran.